Hey guys, Nick Burnett here. Just wanted to kind of give some information on why I joined the Patreon, why I'm part of the Dynasty Warzone team. Downloaded the Dynasty Warzone podcast. It took one day, joined the Patreon, reached out to Memphis about a situation with one of my rosters. And the kind of feedback I got was, hey, Nick, why don't you give me a call? We went down my roster and he helped me pull off a couple moves that put me ahead when I thought I was going to be in rebuild mode this year. And that's just part of what comes with the Patreon. Trade talks, just good interaction with guys that love fantasy football. Whether it's 10 o'clock at night or 3 o'clock in the morning, there's always going to be fantasy football talk, whether it's redraft, whether it's dynasty. I joined a couple leagues with the Patreon members, and it's the same thing. Even while we're drafting, we're still shooting ideas at each other. And if that sounds like something that you want to be a part of, pause the podcast now, join the Patreon, and join a great fantasy football group, but more like a fantasy football family.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour Contractor. It is your host, Memphis, and I can be found on Twitter at DWZMemphis. And on this week's show, I've got my main man, Bob. Bob is from the same great city that now hosts the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, as well as my man, Bob. I'm going to grab him in just a couple of minutes. We're going to share his team. We're going to share his story and work together to find a way to make his dynasty team better. Man, an absolute lot going on. Part of the reason for the delay of this show is just there is so much going on, not only here at the Dynasty Happy Hour, but just across everything that I've got going on. First of all, again, my apologies. Should have had this thing out earlier, but a bit busy. The Dynasty Warzone is transitioning to a full-fledged network. As some of you know, we have our flagship Wednesday Dynasty-based show, just like the Dynasty Happy Hour mothership that comes out on Mondays, on Wednesdays. And if you want the Wednesday show early, you can get it Tuesday night streamed live on YouTube at 9:15. And then on Wednesdays, we live stream the DFS/gambling/ player prop bet podcast for Thursday morning, as well as our Devi show and a lot of other stuff, which goes back to us turning the Dynasty Warzone into a full-fledged network. And most of this is going to be on YouTube. So we're going to do some Monday quick hits, some Dynasty quick hits. Myself or one of the other members of the Dynasty Warzone team will go live and give you, hey, check out this player. Hey, now's a great time to sell. They might be 3, 5, 8, 10 minutes, but you'll look for those on Mondays and Tuesdays. Not always both, but you don't want to miss one. There'll be live updates on injuries from our doctor. That is Dr. Kyle at DWZ_PT. He is an actual doctor of physical therapy, and he will be out there at some point on YouTube during the week live, giving you injury updates. Then I'll be out there live on Thursday, on Sunday, talking about player props, talking about sides and totals and dynasty advice, and just a lot going on. But how do you take advantage? You have to be in the moment. You cannot take advantage of some of the information that the DWZ crew is going to be streaming unless you're subscribed and the notifications are on. And it's completely free. Doesn't cost you one nickel. And if you're listening and a league mate's not, you might get the leg up. Or maybe you get a chance to get down on a player prop or a side or total that you really like if you're in a state with legal sports betting like I am in the state of Indiana. So just real simple. Head over to YouTube, search for the Dynasty Warzone, click subscribe, turn on notifications, and you will be in store for a lot of big stuff starting the Tuesday after Labor Day. So, what else is going on? Man, the Devi show will be dropping in September as well. I'll have another new Dynasty Happy Hour contractor this week. Going to get caught up on these guys again. Not a guy to be delayed with anything. I hate it. I teach my son, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late. And we'll get caught up. We'll get caught up here on the contractor. And part of the reason why, in all sincerity, is the Patreon. Patreon.com/DynastyWarzone. I've been helping with redraft season. This past weekend was the technically busiest redraft weekend of the season. And then we've got another one coming up this coming weekend, the weekend of Labor Day, going into the regular season. I've been helping these people, a lot of rookie drafts, a lot of redrafts. And that's part of the package over at the Dynasty Warzone Patreon. And, you know, the number one complaint that I get here on the contractor is that everyone's group chat is dry. If you've been a regular listener of this podcast, you'll know that's what just about every co-host that comes on and guest spots with me to talk about their lineups and their teams is that their league is dry. If you're tired of a dry chat and you're a true degenerate and you love Dynasty and you love fantasy football, it's not always just Dynasty. Sometimes it's life. The other day we were talking cooking recipes. So if you're just looking for a new group of people to interact with, man, give us a try. We just wrapped up filling up Patreon Dynasty 7, and we may throw a redraft in there with some funky scoring. If any of this sounds like you, man, come on over, check it out, patreon.com/DynastyWarzone. Man, it's getting full in there, but there's always room for you. There's always room for one more. So let's get into the show. Let's get a quick word from our friends over at Trophy Smack. And before I do, one last ask. It costs nothing, just like subscribing over at the Dynasty Warzone YouTube channel. Hit pause on this podcast unless you're driving. If you're driving, keep driving, because I want you to get where you're going safely. But if you're not driving, if you're in your office, if you're walking down the street, if hopefully you're not working out. If you're working out to my voice, DM me and tell me why. Because you should be listening to some hardcore rap, some metal, something should get you more fired up than me. But if I fire you up, man, I'm fired up to fire you up. But if you're not doing anything pressing, give us a second, man. Please, pretty please, hit pause, go in, leave us a 5-star. It means a tremendous amount to the Dynasty Happy Hour family of podcasts. And if you're so inclined while you're there, if you've never checked out the Dynasty Warzone, go over there. Download the last couple of Wednesday shows entitled Training Camp News Hit or Training Camp Bowl. You know the rest. And check those out. See what me and my man Jerry have cracking over there. And speaking of cracking, I'm going to crack this commercial from our friends over at Trophy Smack your way. And then I'm going to grab my man Bob, and we're going to cover his roster. Again, one last apology for the delay. And let's talk to Bob. Are you looking for a reminder of your fantasy football greatness? Are you looking for something to set your league apart from those dime a dozen jabroni leagues out there? Then head over to trophysmack.com and hook your league up with the best trophies in the game today. And not only will you get the best trophies in the game today, you can get a free championship ring up to a $59.99 value by entering in the promo code DWZ ring. You pick out your trophy. Which one do you like? You put it in the cart. You add the ring to the cart. You add the promo code DWZ ring. Makes the ring free, and your league is now a step above the league down the street. So if you're looking for the best, you want to be the best in the game, you want to have the best league in town, go over to trophysmack.com, get that trophy, get that ring, use that code DWZ ring. And let's have a big season. All right, big thanks to our friends over at Trophy Smack. Guys, it's August. It's season's right around the corner. Literally, right around the corner. I know we're all excited. It's not too late, man. Go ahead and get that championship belt. Get that trophy. Use that code DWZRING. And then get hooked up with that free league ring. Hook it up. All right, here he is, as promised. His name is Bob. Robert, to his super close friends like me. Bob, welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour Contractor.
Well, thank you. Hello, and thank you for having me. A little nervous and a little excited at the same time.
Oh, man, don't worry about being nervous. Just forget that it's a podcast and just pretend like you're just two dudes talking at a local tavern when those sorts of things are legal again. And you can do it without endangering half the Western Hemisphere. But we're good.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
But we're just going to talk a little Dynasty Fantasy Football. This is a 12-team PPR, full-point PPR, with 12 owners, no tight end premium. I've done a poor job of contracting. I did not ask you, what is the hosting platform of this thing?
CBS, unfortunately. I shouldn't say that.
Okay, let me ask you this, because CBS, not this is my second CBS contractor edition, and most of the time I would say the majority is split between MFL and Sleeper. I happen to be an MFL guy. I love the customization of it. It's kind of old school to a degree. I get that. I get Sleeper's a little bit more fun, a little bit more slick. The app is great. But what do you not like about CBS?
The flexibility and the talking about the making it your own. The word slips out of my mind.
The customization of it?
Customization. We got into friends and I, we've been working together since 2007 and been in a yearly league. And we ran it through CBS at the time. It was one of the few places that ran good online leagues. And so when the Dynasty came up about 6 years ago, we just went to CBS because nobody else knew any better. I had done some of the Wyckoff drafts using other platforms, couldn't get the owners to want to go to one of those other platforms. So we stuck with CBS. And it's just a little too, I don't know, this is just a little too common, if you will.
Okay. Well, what I would do is just to kind of, if you want to move it, now that will take work. I know MFL charges, I think it's something like, I don't know, $60 give or, I don't know. Most of the time.
That's cheap compared to CBS.
Well, I think it's 60, maybe it's 75. I really don't know. I just know the rollovers like around, it's between Valentine's and St. Patrick's Day. Now, how about that for a point of reference?
Right.
And I like MFL and I think it's worth it. What I would do is I would try to get your buddies to, maybe you should host like a little best ball league on a different platform, like a Sleeper. I think Sleeper might be the best way to go. You guys could talk about, hey, let's do a redraft 1 year best ball for fun. Let's do it for $5 or $10, but I'm just doing this to get you guys to try this platform. Let's try Sleeper. You don't have to set it, but that would get, you've done obviously plenty of drafts through mm-hmm. Sleeper yourself, and it would just get them in there familiar. I don't know that you could do that with MFL unless they're still doing the MFL 10 best balls, which if they are, then you could get them over there. But that's the way to do it. If you're ever trying to get people to try a new platform, I always recommend breaking the ice with a best ball because you don't have to tend to it. You don't have to babysit it. You don't have to set a lineup every week.
Right.
You just draft it and say, hey, guys, let's try this. But I've always been told, I wasn't in sales, but part of my job at the time was sales. And I was always told, features tell, benefits sell. And you got to get these guys on these things, let them see the benefits of it. And guys, the number one benefit I can sell you on is that Sleeper is free. Now, MFL is $60, but you know, we can take that money. We can buy a championship trophy if you don't have one, or a belt, promo code DWZ ring. And you guys could do something like that. I mean, it's just, and you can put that money into the prize pool. There's so much more stuff you could do. Just by doing that. But that would be certainly some options for you guys. Let's go into the activity of this league. Now, you guys have been work buddies for 6 years. And yes. You guys have been in the Dynasty League for 6 years.
6 years.
But you guys have known each other since 07. So this is a long-standing group. So is it active? I mean, is there pretty chatty?
It's very active. We don't have a group chat. We have a couple of owners that are a little on the older side, a little not as technically savvy as others. And when we first started, 10 of the 12 of us worked together. So it was super active because I work in the casino. So we work on the casino floor. We were able to talk to each other, make a lot of trades in person, a lot of activity in person. It's gone down now. A number, there's only 9 of us that work together. So we've lost a couple of members. But everybody has everybody's phone number, and the trade talks go season long. Now we do some posting on the group chat on CBS, on the website. It gets a little slow in the off season. During the season, the website's very active. A lot of chat on the website. It's just not very social like GroupMe would be, or another group chat on the phones. But we're constantly texting each other. A lot of trade activity. I mean, it's a great league from that standpoint. And since it's a little more of a friendly league, we're a lot more, even though we're competitive, it's fun to be more friendly sometimes.
Well,
instead of cutthroat.
Sure. And there's nothing wrong with both. And I would start with, that would be another function of Sleeper, is that Sleeper really does have a very good group chat functionality to it. I prefer Twitter, but you said you had some older members and they may not want to dip a toe in the cesspool filled waters that is Twitter and yes, social media. So especially around election time, forget that noise. But
right,
but I would just recommend a simple app like GroupMe. It is a little, I mean, from having that be the hosting platform of our Patreon, I've seen at times where it can be clunky, but I've also seen times where it's also super easy and super simple. And it's got enough, it's kind of like a Twitter chat in that you can post GIFs and you can, you know, have some fun with it, but it's not quite as annoying as like a group text chat.
Right.
So there are some things. It's one of those things that if you want it and if you think that would help the league, you're going to have to spearhead it. Hey, guys, I've got everybody's phone number. I'm going to create a GroupMe. Yes, download an app. You'll find it super simple. Because one thing that I found that I like, very similar to your story, we started this league in 2005. We are getting ready for the draft, and we're going to do the draft at the end of August. But I am gently trying to persuade this group to move to Sleeper. Now, I don't love Sleeper, but it's a fine app, but I don't love it. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between like and love.
Right.
But I would love to get these guys to Sleeper, which I like, because that means I've only got to balance two apps. It means I've only got to use MFL and I've only got to use Sleeper. If these guys reinstate this league on ESPN, there's a third app. I know I sound horrible. You lazy son of a bitch. You can't go to you can't go to three different apps to down. I get it. But when you're in as many leagues as I'm in, it becomes a pain in the butt to roster yes. set and everything else. But those are things to do. But remember, you're trying to make it fun. So we got a good group of guys here. Remember, I'm always going to throw this out there. Always, 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 always be the one who throws the tweets, the little comments out there. But the comment I want to talk about is that you guys have not done your rookie draft yet. That is scheduled for this coming weekend, the 23rd.
Correct.
And we got some big things, man. Now, because you guys all work together, are you able to do this in person? Are you willing to risk that with COVID? What's the scoop?
We're still up in the air about that. It's always been live before. And recently, we moved the draft back to April to be a little more like it was the week after the NFL draft. So the NFL draft would end on Sunday. We would then draft the rookies either a Tuesday or Wednesday. And this year, because we're close friends and we wanted to do a live draft, we decided to postpone the draft as long as possible to see if we could still do it live. We're kind of up in the air. We've had a couple of family members of some league mates that have had some run-ins with COVID. So we're a little scared, but we're waiting as long as possible. We have a house set up to do it if we need to, but we're kind of leaning towards online right now just because of the scariness of the world right now and a couple of run-ins with some family members, and nobody wants to put anybody at risk.
No, absolutely not. And I don't know if the listener caught that earlier, but you and your buddies, you guys are in Las Vegas and you're around the general public enough. And, you know, as much as I personally am not fearful of COVID because I am healthy, I know this thing could take out anybody at any time. And we certainly want you and your guys to be safe. I will say that Google Hangouts now has a Google Meet. Maybe someone's got a Zoom login.
I have another league that we did a Zoom draft in April, which was a lot of fun. And, but it was more younger, technologically able people.
That could be a monkey wrench.
Yes.
But, you know, there's also, you could also do like a conference call. You know, you're limited to what your imagination and your willingness willingness to do with this. So,
Pretty sure we'll get it done. We just had to pick a date because we just kept postponing and postponing it. So we said, look, 23rd August, if the world's better, we'll do it live. If it's not, we'll make do, because we just didn't want to postpone it any longer. And as it got closer to September, you know, it's closer to the start of the season. You know, the idea was to try to get some of the rookie picks before training camp happened and things. So there was less, it was more research oriented as opposed to seeing people in action.
Well, I will say that with camp going on and the more you see, the more it favors a balanced approach. But yeah, when you do it right after the draft, I'm in one league with Tyler of the Dynasty Happy Hour, and we literally turned the draft on. I think it was Saturday night after the draft.
Yeah.
So I get the hardcore. They say chance favors the prepared mind. But let's talk about your roster a little bit. You said that you're into a total rebuild now. Now,
yes.
Let's hear that out.
Okay, so we have 33-man rosters, and we have to start 13. So the 13 breaks down to one quarterback, three running backs, four wide receivers, a tight end, a kicker, a defense, a regular flex, and a super flex. So it's quite the starting roster in terms of numbers of people you need.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So when I started out in the league, after the initial draft, I was mediocre. I hit lightning in a bottle with Kareem Hunt and Carson Wentz a couple of years ago. Won the regular season, lost in the playoffs, and my team's gone downhill since, needless to say, for some domestic situations. So that's why last year I was battling at the bottom, couldn't get anything going. I just said, you know, it's time just to offer up my pieces and see what I can do to start over.
Well, we're going to get into that in a minute. Now, one thing I do want to cover with the listeners, because this is a unique league. Now, you guys, and you can correct any of this that I may have miscalculated, but you guys, if a player does not start on a roster, let's go with J.J. Taylor. Now, there's a very low-end running back, may not even make the roster in New England. But if no one drafts J.J. Taylor on the 23rd, then he goes on in 2020, and he ends up being the running back to own in New England. Comes out of nowhere. No one but my buddy Garrett Price from the Dynasty Nerd saw this coming. And he blows up, and he goes undrafted. Then in 2021, he will be in the free agent pool. That is correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So because someone can pick him up and use him during this year. You can pick him up as free agent and use him. But at the end of the year, he is dropped off whatever roster he ends up on. He's dropped back into the free agent pool. So the only keepers per se are rookie people that are drafted on draft day. Not necessarily rookies, but people that are drafted on draft day.
Well, because when you first sent me all the materials, I'm like, why is Gardner Minshew on this? Why is Raheem Mostert and Boston Scott and Justin Jackson and, you know, all of these guys? I'm like, Hunter Renfrow. And then look at the tight ends. I'm like, Darren Waller and Tyler Higbee and Blake Jarwin. I'm like, there's your, in like a dynasty startup, there's your tight end 5, 8, and like 15. Right there. What? No, it's not a tight end premium, but damn, and so that makes sense.
With only starting one tight end and not being tight end premium, you know, you only need 12. A lot of these guys, you know, like Higbee took off at the end. I mean, Waller was good all. You know, Higbee came out at the end of the year, but since they weren't drafted last year, I mean, Waller's what, in his fourth year?
Something like that. I think he's like 27, if I remember correctly.
He might even be even older.
Yeah, he's like between 25 and 27. I don't remember his exact age. I just know that his breakout was a little bit late. He had some issues with a substance. I don't know if it was alcohol or drugs. And he had like a delayed breakout, if you will. But yeah, he's not a spring chicken.
Yeah, now I will say the rookie tight ends do get, like a couple years ago with Fant and Hockenson, they got drafted pretty early in our draft. So it's kind of weird how the rookies are favored in this. The young rookies are favored in it, but some of these guys, these other guys like Blake Jarwin, for example, just slipped through the cracks. I mean, you could have spent a 6th-round draft pick on him last year and had him as a keeper. Nobody did it. They ended up drafting some J.J. Taylor type guy who may not even make the roster as a rookie because they got rookie fever.
Okay, well let's get into your roster. Let's start doing some contracting. Now, this is a super flex, and you have Patrick Mahomes, Sam Darnold, Jarrett Stidham, Mason Rudolph, and Josh Rosen. Now, let me ask you this. I don't think there's any conversation really needed around Patrick Mahomes. In a super flex, he's my 101. I know everyone loves Lamar Jackson. Hey, Lamar Jackson's great, but I know that I've seen Patrick Mahomes do it multiple years. Yeah. And I would love to see a second year sample size from Lamar before I anoint him ahead of a guy like Patrick Mahomes. So he's my 101. Don't need a whole bunch of conversation. Let's talk Sam Darnold, man. What are your feelings? Obviously very young, still younger than Joe Burrow, if I remember correctly. So
right.
Give me some thoughts.
So I just picked him up actually a couple of weeks ago. So I'm looking at my roster, and I was hoping Jarrett Stidham was going to become my second quarterback. And obviously, you know, during the offseason, that didn't work out so well for me. And last year, I had thrown some money, not money, I had thrown some attention into Josh Rosen thinking he was going to be a starter. So things didn't work out for me. So now I'm looking at my roster going, I only have one quarterback. I have the 1-4, I had the 1-10, and the 1-12 draft picks. I either have to spend a running – to get a quarterback, I have to do it at 1-4 because then there won't be a quarterback at 1-10 or 1-12 that's going to be of, you know, the good quarterbacks, if you will. So then I came down to, well, what can I do to try to get a quarterback without spending the 1-4? So I threw a trade offer out to the Sam Darnold owner, and I said, what about the 1-10 and James Conner for Sam Darnold? And he said, you know, let's do it.
The 1-10 is a good price.
That's what I thought, because I knew I couldn't get a quarterback or a running back at 1-10 in a super flex of his quality that I thought. Now, I might be wrong, but that was my thought process. And I'm a Steelers fan, not a James Conner fan. Well, so throwing him in the trade didn't hurt me as much as, you know, it sounds like getting rid of a starting running back.
Well, again, you've done a nice job transitioning your mindset from a redraft player to a dynasty player. I think James Conner, if you've listened to the Dynasty Warzone, I know you have, and I know some other people that listen here on the Dynasty Happy Hour have, he's my ultimate pump and dump. Now, he's a guy that 2 years ago, he averaged 21 PPR points a game-ish. I think it was 21.6, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he struggled last year, missed some games with injury. Obviously, there's the intrigue around Anthony McFarlane there in Pittsburgh, right. But this is the kind of guy, and I always go back to the Andrew Luck injury. Andrew Luck had, you know, major shoulder surgery, and when he finally came back, yes, he came back for at least 1 year, but when he came back, they weren't necessarily running and gunning, and they, you know, weren't going to, you know, have him throw the ball a bunch. He ended up doing it more than he needed to, my opinion. But I think Pittsburgh's really going to want to run the ball, pound the ball, play defense. This is one of the best defenses in the entire league. And I could really see a feature, I guess, workload for James Conner. And I think the real time for those listening that, you know, may still have him on your roster, the peak time to sell him is going to be like around week 4 or 5 when, you know, he's putting up 18, 19 points a game and people just cannot wait to overpay him. My concern right. about Sam Darnold is it's kind of put up or shut up time for right. Sam Darnold. Now, I've actually, you know, got it pulled up because I want to make sure. It was an article by Kevin Cole from Pro Football Focus back in May. And, you know, with the first 2 years of his career, passing grade and expected points added forecast through the first two seasons of a career. This is the graph diagram that he's in the center of. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Brandon Whedon. Ooh. Mark Sanchez, Blake Bortles, Geno Smith, Christian Ponder. He is right there. Mitch Trubisky has a better score on this passing grade forecast. So
I wish I talked to you like 2 weeks ago.
I can only be so many places. But you know, here's the thing. You have the 104. So let's go ahead and fast forward a little bit. What are you thinking with that 104? Because you've got Dalvin Cook, but that's really it in the running back room. And so right. we're going to kind of mix the quarterback room, the running back room, and this pick all together. What are your thoughts with this 104?
Well, it's definitely going to be running back. So what I'm hoping to do in an ideal situation is if two quarterbacks go before me, at 1, 2, or 3, I'd like to trade back to 6 or 7 and get the last of the top 5 running backs and try to pick up some capital, because I don't have any second round draft picks this year, and my third round draft picks not till 3-12. So I have a huge gap between my first pick and my second pick.
Let me ask you this. So we're going to do your contractor a lot different than we've done contractors in the past. Okay. We're just gonna kind of mix and just have a conversation about this team.
Sorry if I'm taking that old, I apologize.
No, man, you're doing great. You're excited, and I love the enthusiasm not only to be here but to talk about your roster. You have Dalvin Cook here, and he's a guy, man, that when and if he's healthy, I'll just say this: if you told me I could have this entire 2020 season and both guys were going to play all 16 games, okay? And I had the choice between Zeke and Dalvin Cook, I would take Dalvin Cook. I really would. But the problem is that I can't be guaranteed the health. Here's a guy, lots of injuries over his career, shoulders, knee surgeries. He's now got the thing with his shoulder. He missed a couple of games last year.
Correct, yeah.
Have you had any thoughts about trying to move him maybe around or during the draft to get more draft capital, so you could keep the 104, you could get one of those top four, you know, rookie running backs, and maybe add some more draft capital?
Well, I have thrown it out on the website. So I traded for Dalvin Cook in February. So part of my rebuild at the end of last year was getting rid of, like I said, I got Mahomes, and then in February, I ended up trading, and I got Dalvin Cook. Because what I wanted to do was, I had the 1-4, which I knew I could get a running back, but I couldn't get a running back with 10 or 12. So I said, let me see if I can get a running back, an Aaron Jones, a Dalvin Cook, maybe a Zeke, throw some draft capital at these guys when you know, the combine was getting ready and everything was going, everybody was thinking about rookies and stuff like that, and throw a couple players and a couple picks at them and see if I can get one of these guys. So I ended up trading Michael Gallup, Singletary, the 112 and the 26 for Cook. So I gave up quite a bit for him.
Well, but that's, man, that's not a horrible haul. I mean,
I'm not a Gallup fan, and it worked out well that when CeeDee Lamb got drafted, I think I just hit that trade. And then when Zach Moss got drafted, I think I just won the trade even more.
I think from a value standpoint, what you gave up to get him is fine. But here's my thing: when I'm in a full blown rebuild, I've got to get a couple of young wide receivers. You've got the quarterback, because by the time that this team's ready to compete, Dalvin Cook's going to be going into year 7. And what's that, right? What's that look like? Remember what happened to Todd Gurley after year 4? He went from, I think when he entered the league in his fourth year in Dynasty Leagues, he was going around the 101, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And all of a sudden, these running backs, man, they just fall. Their drop can be very quick. So my fear is by the time this team's ready to roll from a competitive standpoint, he's gone. And that's why I was asking. That's how I tend to do it.
Right. Well, I have put him on the block. And come draft day, he will be on the block. And I'm thinking what you said about Connors is what I might try to do with Cook, hoping that as the season goes on, he takes off and one of the contenders needs somebody. Yeah, and I can try to get some, you know, and I can try to unload him and get a haul towards next year.
No,
for some younger players.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like on the clock, and you know, when those contenders. That's the problem with trading a guy like him to a contender, is that you're going to get a contender's first, and where's that first going to be? It's going to be toward the 108 to 112.
Right.
And you know what I would consider doing is waiting until, because do you think Burrow's going to go 101, or is it going to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire with all this hype around him?
The guy in the 101 is a huge Jonathan Taylor fan.
Okay.
So
okay.
we think, and that's not a bad pick either.
Not at all.
So we think the way it looks is the one's going to take Taylor. The two is going to take a running back because he has no running backs on his roster. He has the 2 and the 5. So we think he's going to take a running back. It's 3 that I'm hoping takes the quarterback to give me a better running back option at 4.
Well, I think you're still in really good shape. Now, who do you think would go 3 if one of the running backs went?
It would be – my guess it would be I would say Dobbins.
Okay, that's perfect.
Between Dobbins, Akers, and Swift. I mean, that would be who would be left if CEH and Taylor goes.
Well, for me personally, this is just my evaluation. It's funny because I actually compared the situation very similarly to Dalvin Cook, is that if you go back to 2017 in that draft class, which was amazing, it was everything for running backs that the 2014 class was for wide receivers, and it was all that college season, all I heard was Dalvin Cook, Dalvin Cook, Dalvin Cook, and then this guy from LSU named Leonard Fournette started to pop.
And then
this wide receiver from Western Michigan named Corey Davis started to pop. And then all of a sudden we had our rookie drafts, and you know, Christian McCaffrey had a you know, real high draft capital, and all of a sudden the next thing you know, Dalvin Cook's going 105, right. 104, yeah. 105.
Yeah. And he did that in our league because I took Mixon and had it instead of Cook that year.
And I'm not going to have that repeat on me. The whole college season this past year, man, it was like DeAndre Swift and DeAndre Swift, and this guy's, you know, the 101, and this is so easy, and who's playing for 102? And then all of a sudden, Jonathan Taylor was an amazing athlete, which I think we all knew.
Right.
And that, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire landed in like the best running back position possible. And then all of a sudden, DeAndre Swift is going in a super flex between anywhere from 105 to, I've seen him go as late as 109. I've seen CeeDee Lamb hop ahead of him, and for me, that's criminal. So at that 104 for me, I'm slam dunking, man. I am right there. But then I think that's where, you know, I would look at who's at that 105, 106, 107 range. And I would talk to that person about Dalvin Cook. But go ahead. You were going to say?
The guy at 7 really wants Dobbins. Huge Ohio State fan, homer, made no bones about it. He wants Dobbins. I was hoping if two quarterbacks went before 4 and Dobbins was there at 4, I could trade back to the 7 and get, I would assume, Akers or Swift, whoever would be left. But I don't know if it's going to work out that way, because if only one quarterback goes before me at 4, I can't trade back as far as 7 because I might end up losing out on a running back.
Well, the nice thing is, though, is that your roster has some needs everywhere. You are in a full-blown, you know, rebuild. I mean, you're building around Patrick Mahomes and kind of, you know, I guess Dalvin Cook to a degree, but this is a team that's got, like, you have a great quarterback, great running back, and a wide receiver, and then everything else is speculative. So you certainly need to your point, acquire draft capital. So I think you're hoping the team at the 103 goes Joe Burrow or Tua. I mean, wouldn't be surprised either way. And then you can talk to that Dobbins owner. Because even if, let's say the guy at the 103, he's a big fan of the Dynasty Happy Hour contractor, probably is, probably more than likely, and he takes DeAndre Swift. Okay, cool. Then you know the Dobbins owner wants 107. You can still afford to trade back to the 107, because if you, quote-unquote, get stuck with Tua, Burrow, or Akers, all three of those guys really help this roster, and you're going to pick up additional draft capital somewhere along the way.
That's true. So I wasn't thinking about the quarterback. I was thinking about I would get stuck taking a wide receiver there, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but I would have no running backs on my roster.
Correct. But like I said, the 107 with this roster would be as far back as I would be willing to move.
Yes.
Because it locks you into the two top two quarterbacks. Not that I don't like Herbert, but I would much rather have one of the other two guys. But that's the sweet spot, man. If Dobbins is there, and then because you know he's a Buckeyes fan, you can really put the screws to him. So I think, you know, a massive overpay there. And I would say even let the draft settle. And, you know, it's kind of like Christmas morning. The draft is like the Dynasty Christmas morning.
And, yes, it is.
And you got to let people walk away with their shiny new toys and feeling really good about themselves. And then to your point, man, then obviously if the guy with the 101 is a big Taylor fan, you're not getting him. If the guy at the 107 gets Dobbins, he's not moving him. But, man, when you start dangling a piece like Dalvin Cook and you just start talking about ADP and value, that's when you can do it. Now, let me ask you this. Let's move to your wide receivers. Well, by the way, let me finish your running back room for the listeners, and they'll understand very quickly why your need help. They got Nyheim Hines, Jalen Samuels, Jay Ajayi, Kyle Juszczyk, Darwin Thompson, Devonta Freeman. So, I mean, this is a one man band. So you have the right idea of trying to add a running back. But I would tell you that if you could get like a young wide receiver that you really like, because Now, in 2021, do you still have your own first?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, I have all my picks for next year.
Now, are you a fan of our United States military armed forces?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, one of them, I think it's the Army, but it may be, who cares? They're all great. You know, they have the terminology, embrace the suck. You're just going to have to embrace the suck with this lineup. But this is great because that would make me at the 107 not want to go quarterback, because you're going to embrace the suck and you're going to wind up with the 101, hopefully between the 101 and 103. And then next year you can add a guy like Trevor Lawrence, like Justin Fields or Trey Lance to this team. So that would be the one downside of moving back to the 107, because then you couldn't get Akers. But
right.
I wouldn't feel horrible adding a CD Lamb to this roster. You know, I'll just share a personal experience. So for me, like 2018, I had a roster very similar, and some of the very moves I'm recommending I did. And I added a couple of young wide receivers at the back end of that first round. Maybe you've heard of them. Their names are DJ Moore, Cortland Sutton, and Calvin Ridley. And then now in this year's draft class, I've started to add a Cam Akers. I may have got lucky in an Anthony McFarland and an Antonio Gibson, but I was really planning on really competing big time in this league next year. But it takes a while, and so the more you can move and pick up more pieces, I think that's the strategy you're going to want to move forward with. Let's get to your wide receivers real quick. Odell Beckham Jr., Paris Campbell, James Washington, Justin Watson, Quincy Enunwa, Kelvin Harmon, Penny Hart, and Chris Hogan, most recently signing with the Jets.
So to give you some of these guys don't belong on my roster, but I had no reason to cut them as of yet. So I only have 26 roster spots right now out of 33. So it's like, you know, Penny Hart, Kelvin Harmon towards Achilles. I don't need to keep them. But until I had to cut them, I didn't want to.
No, I mean, because why? What happens if all of a sudden one of these guys become, there's no point in being in a hurry. What happens if any of these guys blow up? You know, as soon as you see that first little GIF or GIF, whatever you want to call it, on Twitter or on social media of, well, it's not going to be Kelvin Harmon, he has an ACL, but like James Washington, he gets announced as he's the starting outside wide receiver with Deontay Johnson, then boom, right. Value. But
yes.
I would look very similarly. Now, my lack of love for Odell Beckham isn't really about Odell Beckham. It's about his perceived value in the dynasty community. And, you know, he's going into year 7. He's still young. I think he's going to turn 28 in season, if I remember correctly. So he's still got a few good years ahead of him. But this is going to be a low-volume offense. This Kevin Stefanski offense is the same one that fed Stephon Diggs around 94 targets last year. I know Diggs set a career high in yardage, but it was like a very low reception total. I think it was 63. And if you can't make like a medium-level diva like Stephon Diggs happy, you're not going to make a super diva like Odell Beckham happy with this Kevin Stefanski offense. He's the kind of guy that people love. He would be someone else that I would be looking to shop. I don't know that you'd be able to do it. I don't know how savvy your league mates are. But, you know, if you go to Fantasy Pros, ADP, not ADP, excuse me, rankings for Dynasty, they have a consensus of 20 experts has Odell Beckham Jr. as the wide receiver 12 off the board. And you could easily, you know, try to get a Terry McLaurin. If you listen to the Dynasty Warzone, he's like the little brother that I never knew I had. I love Terry McLaurin. Allen Robinson, same draft class, a little bit younger. Wide receiver one. I mean, Odell Beckham, now part of it's injury. I get it. He was a wide receiver one in a points per game basis. I think it was 2018, but he's not been a season long wide receiver one for a while. And if I could, you know, just sell on name value, and I could walk away again with a Terry McLaurin, with an Allen Robinson, with a DJ Chark, with a guy like that, and the plus that, because that's the key, right? Is the plus.
Right.
Because I did this with another contractor guest. That Terry McLaurin and Odell Beckham Jr. last year, if I remember correctly, both scored in the neighborhood of like 13 PPR points a game. And it's all about putting points in your roster, right?
Right.
But if I can get the plus that helps me grow down the line, then that's what I'm doing. Do you think you'd have any interest moving him?
Well, I have an owner in the league who's chimed in and asked. He was inquiring if I'd be interested in DJ Moore.
Oh, but, yes. Well, yes,
but
we
the
are.
Problem became, the problem becomes, and this is this owner's unfortunate MO. He's like, who do you like better, Odell or DJ? And I said, I like DJ. Okay, what would you give me in addition to Odell for DJ Moore? And I said, well, it's not going to be the 1-4 because my other draft pick is 312. So he said, well, what if I throw something in? And I'm like, I can't throw something. I can't give you the 1-4 in Odell for DJ Moore in, unless you give me a stud running back, because that's what I'm drafting at 4.
Right.
And he's like, well, that's what I would need to get DJ to get rid of DJ Moore. And I'm like, I can't do that. I just don't like his perceived value of DJ Moore is obviously quite a bit higher than mine.
That happens every year.
I don't know. Odell's not a stud anymore. And I'm not trying to trade him as a stud, but I can't give away the farm for DJ Moore either. And because it hurts my roster too much.
I love where your head's at. Yes, I would love to get DJ Moore on the same Fantasy Pros rankings. They have DJ Moore, their 8th overall wide receiver. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You can't give up a bunch, but there's going to be someone else, you know, that you can make some moves with. Let's wrap up the rest of your wide receiver room. We already covered Paris Campbell, James Washington. Those are the two guys that I like. Paris Campbell, kind of like last year, unfortunately. I'm trying to not get too excited, because when he came out, I wasn't a huge fan, but then I was a huge fan because he became a Colt, and like I was like Andrew Luck, and then Andrew Luck retired. My emotions with Paris Campbell have been a roller coaster, but I certainly love the talent. I'm gonna hit your tight ends. Well, you know, we'll save the tight ends for just a minute. Now, the Ohio State owner in this league, would he happen to be a Browns fan?
As a matter of fact, he is.
so he would be a guy that maybe he doesn't give you a hundred cents on the dollar, if you will, for Odell Beckham. But man, if you can get 90 in your spot, you know, I would be looking at his roster and I would be looking for wide receivers going into that year 2, 3, 4. You know, because again, Odell Beckham, young man as it relates to life on this earth, but as an NFL player, he is a guy that is going to, you know, year 7. And he played all 16 games last year, but he alleges that he was injured, which tells me that he's been hurt every year since 2016. There's been something right. Wrong. That's not going to get better. I don't know if people know how age works. I'm a little bit older than most people. It doesn't get better. It only hurts more the older you get. So I love Beckham. I love the talent. I don't love the ADP or cost. So that would be the guy that I would be creeping around. And, you know, the draft's a great time to, quote, unquote, creep around, because it doesn't look like anything like you're trying to unload a guy. And it's like, hey, why are you trying to sell me Odell Beckham? And I'd just be like, guys, there's just tons of action right now. I'm just trying to be in action. I'm not, you know, be honest without being totally honest. Hey, man, I know you're a Browns fan. I'm a tradeaholic. We're in the middle of the draft. I'm just chatting. I'm not giving Odell Beckham away. I'm building around Odell Beckham, unless you knock my socks off.
Right.
So let's hit your tight ends real quick, and then we'll talk about some more of these draft picks. You got Jonnu Smith, who I love, going to be a big breakout. Vance McDonald, yeah. Cahale Waring, love him. If he can find any kind of chemistry with Deshaun Watson in Houston, I think that would be great. And then Jake Butt. Now, your rookie picks, you have the 104, 312, 402, 412, 502, 602, 607, 611. So we've talked about what we're doing with the 104. Who else in this rookie class intrigues you from an addition standpoint? Let's say you get some more draft capital. Anyone else you're looking at in the middle?
In the second round, I was towards the end of the second round. As a Pittsburgh fan, I would be keen on Anthony McFarland. That's somebody that if I had a second round pick, would be my.
Well,
I don't want to say target, but you know, it gives me my homer, but it also gives me the option of potentially hitting something with, if Connor does go down, this kid could be electric.
Well, I'm looking there. You might be able to get him around that 312, because if these guys are all of a sudden drafting these, you know, McFarland's, I mean, I've got him in plenty of super flex third rounds, but now in this particular league, you got to add in Gardner, Raheem Morris. I'm not sure about Boston Scott. I like him. Maybe the Sanders owner bites. Hunter Renfro, he's got some fans out there. And then you got Waller, Higby, Jarwin. That's like an additional 8-9 guys. So those 8 or 9 guys could really push someone. I mean, and then let's say you're at the 308 and your boy McFarland's still on the board. That's when you're like, hey, can I send you the 312 and the 402 for this 308?
Right.
You know, there's a couple of guys I'm looking at, and I think that's how you sell that.
Right, and I think Washington's situation has helped too, because it moves up, it puts Gibson in front of McFarland quite a bit to try to, you know what I mean, to give me that, to drop him further back.
Oh yeah. Gibson's going to go way early based on the Darius Geis news. All right. So we got a good feel for this thing. Let me ask you just a couple more questions and we'll take this one home. So what are your overall plans going into the rookie draft after this conversation?
I'd like to move the 1-4 back a couple of spots to pick up some capital and maybe move back, maybe up a little bit into the third round if my guy's there. If McFarland's there, mid to late third, you know, maybe move up a couple of spots and grab him. I'll try to get a running back at 4. If I stay at 4, take the running back. If I can move back to 7 and I get stuck with a quarterback or a running back, you know, so be it. So the goal is to try to get come out of here with a running back, so I at least have 2 running backs on my roster.
I like where your head's at. I don't think you need to overly concern yourself with a bunch of running backs this year. Like I said, you need a lot of talent to be able to compete. And even if you go back to 2017, and even if you were to get lucky and hit on this year's Kareem Hunt and Alvin Kamara, guys who went a little bit later in the first round, those guys were going between like 108 and 110 that year. Mm-hmm. Even if you hit on like 2 guys like that, you still need help at a third quarterback. And what you don't want to do, I'm going to end this conversation with this. Do you remember the American classic Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Of course, Marcellus Wallace. He's talking about, you know, when he's telling Bruce Willis he's going to take the dive in the fight. He was like, that's just pride messing with you. Now, he didn't say messing with you. That's right. Just, we don't want pride to start messing with us. We want to hold our mission. We know that we're not going to do well in 2020, no matter who we draft in this rookie class. Our goal is to get talented assets while adding additional capital toward the future. Because if you hit on a couple of guys, let's say you leave here with, I don't know, 2 running backs. You leave here with Akers. You leave here with McFarland. Maybe you make a trade for Beckham or Cook, and you wind up with a guy like a CeeDee Lamb and a couple of extra, you know, picks in next year's draft. Mm-hmm. Now we're on the way. Now we've got some studs. We've got a CeeDee Lamb. We've got a young running back. We've got Patrick Mahomes. We've got some stuff. But right now, man, you know, if you were to get lucky with a pick with this roster, let's say you nail that 104, don't do anything, you can't make the trade, and you get DeAndre Swift, and he becomes awesome, very, very possible. Then, you know, at the 312, you wind up getting McFarland. He ends up being pretty good. And you can't move Odell Beckham, and he has a good year. I think the best case scenario you'd be looking at would be a guy who finishes like 105 to 108 and then runs into like a really strong team in the playoffs. And then you're right back in this situation next year with like a middling pick. You missed out on the big 3 quarterbacks. You missed out on some of the big 3 running backs. And you're just kind of sitting here again going, damn it, right back in the middle. I think you've got to embrace that suck. And just, and I know it's hard. I'm competitive. I'm sure you are too.
Right. And another little twist we have in this league is you can't straight up tank. Like I came in second to last year, but the last 4 teams go into a lottery. I ended up with the 1-4 pick, even though I came in second to last.
All right.
So, And how he does it, he does a weighted NBA lottery. So I had the best chance to get the 1-2, but I missed. I got the 1-4. Well, so, even if I finish last year, I might not get, I might still be at the 1-4 again. You know, it's just a little something to keep it, the straight up tanking from happening.
Hey, next year the 104 is going to be Lance, Lawrence, Fields, or like a big stud running back. You can't. I mean, I guess you could mess anything up. I mean, I've done it.
Right.
But I would just say this, man. I like your mindset. I like your committedness. I like your energy. Are there any other questions I can answer for you before we take this thing in? I didn't really get much to your tight ends, but dude, Jonnu's going to be a stud, and this is not tight end premium.
Yeah, I have the ability to draft one of those guys, some of the Higbees and the Disleys, even, and the Blake Jarwin, who's going to be available in the draft if I wanted later on. If I felt I needed another tight end. I'm a Jonnu Smith fan. I mean, watching him do an end around from the backfield last year was like, that's a tight end. Was crazy to see his athletic ability. I guess the biggest thing is, did I mess up trading the draft picks away? Did I mess up trading for Cook in a rebuild situation, and then also trading for Darnold, even though I got value for Darnold?
I think you got, so I'll just tell you this. I think you got value for both. I think you got both at a value. Let me restate that. I think you got both at a value. And we talked about the classic Pulp Fiction. Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
I never did.
Well, Tony Soprano has a great quote in that series, and it's always stuck with me. And he says, you can't put shit back in the donkey. What's happened what's happened has happened. We can't undo that now. But I think doesn't matter what you paid, it's what you can get out of him. And I think that if you were to be able to get, one of these top five picks, I don't know if you can or can't, but maybe you can, if I could get in those top five, and if I could get two firsts, if I could get one of the top five picks in this draft, and then a future first, wherever I think it would make, even if it was like the 212, excuse me, the 112 next year, I would move Dalvin Cook for two firsts. I mean, it checks out in the DTC calculator. It's not cashing out high. It's cashing out fair. Same thing with Odell Beckham. If I could move Odell Beckham for the 107, and if I could give Odell Beckham and my future second next year, and I could get the 107 this year and like another first next year, that's a trade I would make, because then I walk out of this draft with, several young guys. I would replace Odell Beckham with like a Jerry Jeudy type. Not Jerry Jeudy, because I don't love that Denver offense, but like a CeeDee Lamb. You get my point. Whichever one of these young wide receivers you really love, you got to,
Even a Jalen Reagor, for example. Say I go to 1-9 and Lamb gets taken ahead of me, I would be happy with a Jalen Reagor in terms of, I think he could be the number one wide receiver in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Well, listen, man, what else you got for me as we wrap this thing up and get these people out of here in around an hour?
No, I appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun. Like I said, I was a little nervous in the beginning. I talk really fast, and I apologize for that. Any listeners that I may have to slow me down. But I love talking fantasy football and talking with someone to you that has the knowledge and the willingness to help people. I don't want to say out of the kindness of your heart, but it kind of is great. I mean, it's nice to have that reassurance to have somebody else take a look, because, otherwise I'm doing this by myself. And not that I don't mind doing it by myself, but obviously I'm no expert, or I wouldn't have Kyle's Juice Jack on my roster.
Well, I do love helping people, and helping people is very important to me. And I appreciate you coming on, dude. You're going to come back on. We're going to do a follow-up show with you and a lot of the other people. We're going to find out how this draft went. We're going to find out what the team looks like. We're going to find out if you moved any of these guys. But I want to thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming on. And on behalf of Bob, I am Memphis, and remember, here at the Dynasty Happy Hour Contractor, we are just trying to make the world a better place for fantasy football. We will see you back here next week with a new contractor.
Hey, fellow Warzone listeners. My name is Zach Camps. I'm not golfing or slinging my hands a monster. I'm usually thinking about Dynasty Fantasy Football. A couple months back, I joined the Patreon just to take my Dynasty passion to the next level, and I'll tell you what. Well, let's just say there's writer downers for days in the Patreon. As a member, you get access to the bonus pod where the guys take the filter off and talk about a wide variety of topics that maybe they won't cover on the normal show. You also get access to Memphis and Jerry for one-on-one advice, personal dynasty dilemmas. They'll tackle them for you, help you out with it. You just don't get that anywhere else. But I'd say my favorite part about the Patreon is the group chat. Tell you what, these guys are some excellent minds. Tons of fun. The fire in there is amazing. Great platform to post trade questions, debate rookie values, share insight, interact with some cool people from across the globe. You know, shout out to those guys in Australia. They're blowing my phone up all the time. You know, the best part is there's no Twitter trolls or Facebook trolls arguing about stuff they don't know anything about. So if you want to enjoy your dynasty experience even more, win those championships, pause the podcast right now, sign up, and you can thank me later in the group chat.